That is the very familiar voice of television's Mike Ducey. Is it tough for you to just, like, go shopping and stuff?
You know, baseball cap, some sunglasses, I'm fine.
Okay. In studio is
dark wig.
Mike Soroy also, because we're hosting the worst party ever, and he's kind of the host.
Yeah.
And he's about to wrap it up. He drank his warm beer.
I fear that my dog Simon is having his own party at my house right now that I need to go interrupt.
That's a huge lie.
No, I'm serious. That's
You've been gone for 2 hours. He's fine.
4 hours.
Dogs can last longer than that. What about 3 hours? Anyway, you going to stay for the 1:30 news?
Heck yeah.
All right. Do you enjoy hearing sponsors on the radio?
Mostly.
Raising Cane's!
Good. A lot of energy.
I did want to yell with Mino on that one.
I love it.
That felt good. And it's a party.
So apparently Josh Brent did not show up to court.
Really?
And he's been accused of violating his probation in the drunk driving crash that, of course, Josh Brent, former Dallas Cowboy, was drunk driving in the crash that killed his teammate and best friend, Jerry Brown, years ago. He was arrested Sunday in Coppell on charges of assault of a public servant and resisting arrest.
You guys see that video?
I did.
It's kind of scary.
It's not really a situation you want to be in if you're Josh Brent.
It was worse than I imagined it in my head. Once you see the, like, he's shirt off and he's kind of freaking out. And he's
pants
obviously
almost
huge.
Off. Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, so I guess the cops were called in Coppell. He was sitting by himself in the grass talking to himself at a Wendy's. He was drunk. So he was shirt off when they...
Yeah.
That's always a indicator that...
Shirt and shoes off.
Something's up.
Yeah. Sagging pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
We should have got him to come to our party today.
I guess that's the... If you're, like, really in shape guy... You're willing to go shirt off a lot more. So if you're pro athlete,
mm-hmm.
I guess just shirt. Remember the Josh Hamilton party picks when he fell off the wagon?
Yeah.
He just went shirt off right away. Like that's, I always think I've partied hard, but I feel like I've never partied hard enough to just say, I'm going shirt off.
Where you have to shed a layer. This is how hard I'm partying.
But then I've always been, you know, I've never had professional athlete body either.
Me neither.
So if I did,
Mike Soroy, you're close. Not
if
that
I
I'm
did,
looking that
maybe
hard,
I would
but, you
say
know, you're just about there.
If you have a six pack, you want to show it.
There's still time, Mikey.
I'm trying. I don't think I'm ever going to get
creepy
there.
How I said
she's,
that?
Yeah, she's saying you could take your shirt off right
again,
now, and she's interested in you doing so.
Take it off slowly.
I'll decline.
Just saying, there's still time. I'm not necessarily interested.
I'm trying to keep this party PG.
You're pacing yourself?
Yeah.
You got a long weekend ahead of you, Mike.
I do.
Are we hooking up for Sunday?
You know we are. We'll talk about it Monday. You know what we're doing, DC?
What are you guys going to
do? We're doing a TV thing.
We're shooting a pilot.
It's a pilot for a TV show.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You can't divulge what it is probably at all, can you?
No, but Dan
I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Dan has said that's why his mustache is currently the way it is, and that's why my beard is as such, because I'm going to cut it down. We feel like facial hair will contribute to our roles.
Generally. Yeah, we want to look the part.
We're like the Christian Bales of the ticket, all right? We'll add weight or lose weight if we need to manipulate our bodies for our art.
Are you the stars of this project?
No.
Not yet.
But probably, yeah. You know how that'll happen.
Once,
like,
once you undermine the
stars. McConaughey wasn't the star of Dazed and Confused when they first made
exactly.
the movie.
Just a bit part.
And all of a sudden...
And guess what?
It blew up, so...
This is weird.
Is cash involved
weird
in this somehow?
God, no.
Cash is not involved. So, unlike what you said during the meeting, Mike Ducey, he can do something without cash. He doesn't just ride Cash's coattails.
I didn't say that. Are you involved in this, Julie?
I'm not. I know nothing
do you know
about
what it is?
No.
Okay.
I feel like it's kind of weird.
She's more of a radio person.
Yeah.
She's more of radio.
So
yeah.
Condescending.
She's voice.
So very condescending.
I'm more of a TV guy.
She's not multimedia.
She's called me eye candy in the past, and she's right.
Dan and I are TV pilot hot.
That's right.
I don't know if you guys can decide that. Somebody else has to decide that. I'll report back after I see it.
Okay, so
stay on TV.
The warrant is out for Josh Brent's arrest. So if you see him, make a citizen's arrest.
Okay.
Please.
We'll do.
And record it for us. Did you hear about the Disney bit? So apparently, the Disney has, you know, Toy Story 4 is coming out, or is it 3? 4.
Might
four.
Be. Four. Is it 4 or 5? Is it 4?
My daughter really wants four. To go see it. And 4. You already won. So, as, you know, when Disney releases something, they also try to make some bank on in other areas. Well, they re-released, like, a DVD, Blu-ray type thing on of Toy Story, the other Toy Stories, like 1, 2, and 3. Well, in Toy Story 2, there was, like, a fake blooper reel at the end. And, you know, during credits and mm-hmm. stuff.
I love
well,
those.
In the re-release of Toy Story 2, there are some people who are very attuned to it that are like, hey, wait, the blooper reel you just released is different. This is a different ending. They took something out of the original movie. What they took out was this scene. I have the audio here, Mino. So what the scene is, it is... the prospector character, his name is Stinky Pete. He's an old man with a big, long gray beard and such.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're on the Tom Hanks character, Woody, and then they pan over to the camera moves over. Is it called pan over, Mike?
Am I using TV? You, Mr. Pilot here with all the terminology.
And Stinky Pete, the prospector character, is talking to two Barbie dolls. And it's like he's offering them a role in the film, and the insinuation is, if you do me a little something, I mm-hmm. might be able to get you a role in this film. Here's the scene.
Marker. And action.
Bullseye, are you with me? Okay. Good boy. Prospector, how about you?
And so you two are oh. absolutely identical? You know, I'm sure I could get you a part in Toy Story 3.
I'm sorry, are we back? Oh, all right, girls. Lovely talking with you. Yes, anytime you'd like some tips on acting, I'd be glad to chat with you. All right, off you go then.
So in this Me Too era, we are scrubbing the past. This isn't like something cut out of a new movie that was coming up, and they decided it wasn't funny or was just not good for the times. They're actually looking back at what we've done in the past and saying, "Huh, maybe rethink releasing that now."
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Your thoughts?
As someone with daughters, Dan, you have a problem with this sort of content being eliminated? You think this censorship is?
Actually, the question was directed to Ducey.
He tried to redirect.
I have three words: hashtag me too. That's how I'm answering that question.
It's actually like all one word, really. It's
is
supposed
it?
To be, right?
Hashtag
is
words?
Is that a word?
Is that a hyphenated word?
It's like just a thing.
It's a symbol. I have a symbol and two words. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to say I have a problem with it, but I just think it's...
It is interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah. Something
would any
know.
Of anyone said anything had they not scrubbed it?
Yes.
Do you think somebody said something prior to them and that's what led them to, okay?
Clearly someone...
sterilize everything.
Like, they're not commenting on it. They have made no public comment about doing it.
But, like...
It's people who own the old DVD
right.
and see the new DVD and they're saying, you took that out.
And then what if next week the story is all Blazing Saddles DVDs have to be destroyed immediately?
See, now I'm very against that.
Because obviously there's a ton of things and words and scenes in that and dozens and hundreds of other movies that
should the
aren't
N-word
A-okay today. But
haven't they edited like Huckleberry Finn or something like that?
Yeah.
The old classic book
yeah.
that has the N-word
right.
strewn throughout
as
it.
As a regular character name.
That's basically what...
Right. And then if you're the one saying, no, don't destroy Blazing Saddles, then you are the one supporting that stays in our culture. So it makes you look like... You support whatever the hell was said in that. So that's why rising up against
okay,
when
so
these
now,
things happen
now
is sort
I'm
of
against
a dangerous.
Disney doing it. Now that you say it like that,
but it's
I don't.
A kids shouldn't. Movie.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
shouldn't
if you're
the
doing
audience
it for a kids
have
movie
something
versus
to do with it?
Blazing yeah. Saddles.
But right? Is that not. Yeah, I agree. But it's a step, a very small step in something that could continue for a very long time.
And if it's a kids movie, then what you're doing there is putting something in their subconscious that this is the way things work in the world.
You're making the perfect argument for why it's taken out.
Yeah. Well, everything in general, kids movies are completely different than other movies. We
but the way kids
cuss
movies
words because of kids
they're
movies.
Totally different movies. Why have kids movies have
exactly.
changed over the years? I think it's changed in that they put in stuff for adults to know.
Right.
That we can giggle at and nod, and it makes it fun for us to go to the movie, too, where it goes right over the kids' heads, we think.
Which is the brilliance behind the success of these Disney movies
yeah.
for a long time. Like,
yeah.
I like
they
all
make
the Toy
it
Story movies,
it's
I think.
It's fun. Yeah, I like going to the kids' movies, too.
Right.
I've liked them all. But I don't know if I would have in the past. Like, would I have liked going to Cinderella or one of those things?
No.
I think they all even have little secrets in them. The old ones.
Do they?
Yeah. They do.
I'm guessing the line is drawn at sexual innuendo, though, in some of those old Disney movies.
Isn't there, like, subliminal messaging in those, allegedly?
Yeah. Like, all of them.
Like, the stars will say boobs or
right.
something.
Or, like, Cinderella's castle has a dong in it.
Mark
does
that.
Something like that is
that's
real.
Little Mermaid, and when she's on the boat, one of the servants, on the little jester people, has a little issue in the pants area.
Really?
Yes.
Blonde.
I didn't know any of that.
Good sentence.
He says, like, highly or dearly beloved, and he raises up his arms, and then.
And there's something
yeah.
exposed.
See?
His,
yeah.
His
really?
It comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Go check it out.
Damn.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that Stinky Pete was creepy. I think he should be removed.
I think that is voiced by Kelsey Grammer, too.
Hmm.
Makes it a little bit more creepy.
Why? Is he in? Did he get Me Too'd?
If he hasn't, I'm really shocked.
Well, he's not on my Griffey list or
hot
anything. So.
Sports. Opinions.
Point. Really good point.
And a 19-year-old boy died after a fireworks accident yesterday in Fort Worth. So. Kind of end with that.
So the party rolls on, y'all. I'm going to microwave another round of dogs for the boys.
Be careful with fireworks.
Away
kids.
We go.
All right. It's you out of here, Mike? I mean, Sorry.
I got to go.
Don't leave.
Ducey, you
Mike
have to
Ducey.
Stay.
Thanks, Mike.
Ducey,
I've never admired you more than I.
This
than
has been
I have
fun.
Today.
Ducey's penalty is that he has to stay.
Our worst party ever has been lit,
but,
as predicted.
Thank you, Mike. I don't know if P1s want to hang. They can. I don't know. It's, you clearly have nothing to do. but yes, thank you to Mike Soroy. Because
yeah.
without you, the worst party would have never even happened at all.
All
so.
Right. Well, it happened. It was magical.
And it's 10 till 2. This is The Ticket.